Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Is there something that is common knowledge in the industry that you're in that maybe the general public doesn't know about? Here's a small example. In regular pop radio, some of those, I guess you could say, things that the morning show does are completely contrived. They have paid actors that play the part of some sort of, you know, someone on the phone with some problem and somebody else. And
I used to be one of those actors.
And Misty used to be one of those people.
I was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
In fact, once upon a time, I worked at a radio station that hired a, I don't think he was a believer, I'll just say that, a consultant who came from pop radio and tried to tell us that we should do this kind of stuff. And we're like, I don't feel comfortable having a contrived scenario put forth on the air.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you used to do this, Misty.
I did. I was a jilted wife once.
A jilted
wife? I was. Yep. Had a bad date once. Yeah.
See?
All kinds of fun stuff.
All this stuff. Yeah, that never really happened. It was just playing a part.
For example,
I would love to know this. Like, if you work in the restaurant industry, do they, like, recycle the tortilla chips?
No.
Please don't tell me.
I don't. Yeah.
Okay, maybe I don't want to know that.
Yeah. Okay, this is what I do want to know, and I'm going to try to avoid saying names here. Is the ice cream machine really always broken?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do you just not want to make an ice cream cone?
Oh.
I feel like the ratio of times it's working to times it's not is just a little suspicious.
The other day, I wanted a little snack. I drove through and waited in that long line to get up and be stuck now. And they said, I'm sorry, the ice cream machine is broken. And I laughed out loud.
Oh, my goodness. There was one time where I tried to order a sundae and they said, which flavor do you want? Like the strawberry or the fudge? And I froze. And I was like, I honestly didn't think I would get this far. I have to think about it.
Back to the drawing board. All right. Well, how about you? Is there something in your industry that's common knowledge that we wouldn't know? And we'll change your voice, by the way. We can, you know, put you in witness protection. 888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Maybe you have a kid heading off to camp this summer. Ways to pray for them. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty found this. I thought this was really good. I don't know that we always think to pray for specifics when your kids are going to go off and do something like this, but one of the things that it did pray for is just that conversation on that road trip, that you'd have an inroad to maybe talk about God, that those friendships could be lifelong that are built there. You could pray for that as well. Also, just open hearts to receive from God. What does he have to say to your children during this time? Now, if your kids aren't really living for him, obviously salvation would probably be number one. There's a lot of commitments from kids at summer camp. That's where a lot of it goes down. And then, you know, if they are a follower of Christ, just pray for discernment that they follow the next steps and following Jesus. And just reminds me of summer camp when I was a kid. My mom and dad sent me, I don't know, maybe it was too young that they sent me out, because I think it was like the first grade I went to summer camp.
That is young.
It was pretty young. And I came back and my mom was like, sweetheart, where is all your underwear?
Wow.
There was none. Like half my clothes I left somewhere.
Goodness.
Or other kid packed in their suitcase. I don't know.
I went to summer camp the first time. I think I was in first grade. I remember nothing about that trip except my mom saying, do not take a top bunk, because I like toss and turn. And the second I got there, I took a top bunk and I fell off the first night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Should have listened and I didn't.
I love that, Misty. You know, Kenk, I love this whole list of great things to pray for your kids. And the only thing I could think when my mother picked me up is she forgot to pray that I would take a shower. As a kid, I knew I knew that when I got in that car, I was filling it up.
Something happened at summer camp that changed her life. We were talking earlier about praying for your kids if they're going to camp this summer. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And there's a lot of commitments to Jesus at summer camp, which I love. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Amanda's with us. Now, you said something happened to you at camp.
So my husband and I met in 2017 in Canada. I am from Canada.
Oh.
And my husband's here from Michigan. We met at a camp up there. And for the next year and a half, we only saw each other twice. And then in 2019, we started dating. 2 weeks later, he proposed.
Aww.
2 months after that, we were married. And 2 months after that, we were expecting our first child.
Whoa! Man, you guys are fast-tracking this thing.
Yes, we did. We did. And now we are 5 kids in and almost 11 years.
Oh, I love it.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
See, there's a lot of stuff that goes down at camp.
Evidently.
Oh, camp romance.
That's right.
So by great. The fire.
That's right. Summer camp romance going on.
Oh, hey, that's missing from the Hallmark Channel movie.
The summer
yes.
camp.
A new idea.
Christmas yes. summer camp.
Write it, Sally.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Things I wish I'd known before my child became a teenager. You know Dr. Gary Chapman. I'm sure you've heard of him. He's written that Five Love Languages book. This is his latest book. So, Dr. Gary, you got to know, for you personally, what is something that you wish you knew before your children became teenagers?
Well, I wish I had known that the human brain is changing in those teenage years. They're learning to think more logically. I didn't say they're logical. I said they are learning to think more logically, which means they're going to question things you've taught them for years. They'll start questioning those things. And, you know, when they started doing that for me, I thought, wait a minute now, what are you talking about? We've taught this and we believe this our whole life. Why are you asking questions about this? I wish I'd known that the brain is changing. They're developing logical thought, which means they're thinking through things now. They're not just doing what you say. I think if I'd understood that, and that it, then that's positive. We want them to be able to think logically, and had worked with them in that, it would have made a whole difference. There would have been far fewer conflicts when they were asking questions. I would encourage the asking questions, and I would give what I could to answer. And if I didn't have an answer, I thought, it's a great question. Why don't we try to find something that'll help us understand that better.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you. You ever want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. Ashley's with us. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you know that your show is really helping me this morning.
Oh.
Just the peppiness and the upbeat atmosphere. I'm really struggling with depression and, you know, getting ready for work and being motivated and the laughter and the happiness. You guys are really helping me. So please, please, please keep that laughter coming.
Oh, thank you. So glad.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting how, you know, one person's goofing off is another person's ministry. You know, of course, the Bible does say that laughter is good medicine.
That's
but we hear
mm-hmm.
it time and time again. I started out my day grumpy and upset, and you guys said something, and it just made me laugh and turned everything around.
Pretty much.
Wow. Well, you know what? I want you to know this, that when you give to Family Life Radio, you're a part of a turnaround like that for Ashley, dealing with depression. Well, this is really cool. Right now, we have some generous friends of the ministry that have offered up a $100,000 match to keep listeners supported. Family Life Radio on the air.
And so what that means is your gift is going to give even more people hope because it's doubled. Times two. However, this is a limited time thing and time is running out.
So here's what you do. You go to myflr.org. And just know that we are so very grateful. Thanks for keeping Family Life Radio on the air.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's So do you have any good news to share? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Jana is with us. Tell us what's going on.
So when I was 13 years old, I was diagnosed with a rare cancer, and I was in stage 3, about to enter stage 4. I was a girl that was very athletic. I had long, thick hair, and I loved being outdoors and being with family. And when I got treated, I didn't know what chemotherapy was, what radiation was.
Sure.
3 months in, I looked at myself in the mirror, and it wasn't who I was anymore. I lost my hair. I lost my identity. I lost tremendous weight. I was in a wheelchair because of my nerves were in shock every time I would try to walk. And I was on 6 pills a day just to maintain everything from getting infected or getting high fevers. I remember crying to God saying, please help me, save me. It's not who I am no more. And my next chemotherapy came around, and I was looking over more than a year in treatment, but God shortened that to 9 months for me.
Wow.
And it was so good to me, and I just thank God to this day that he saved me from something that I wasn't able to overcome without him. To whoever is dealing with cancer or any kind of disease in the world, God just wanting that chance for you to lean on him and just pray to him and talk to him every day that you can, because he's real and he is alive.
Amen. What a story. Wow.
It is.
Yeah. Example of God's faithfulness.
Yes.
As well as your faithfulness. There's two parts to this. There's a human side and a God side. And you had faith in him too. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you too. And thank you for the radio station and the positive messages you guys send out. It really does help.
Oh, you are welcome. Hey, we want to hear your good news. What is going on in your life? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. So imagine that you're out on the street corner interviewing people, and people don't even notice that you're there. Or have you ever been in this situation? Well, first of all, this is Kankel Fritz and Friends. You're listening to Family Life Radio. And the situation is maybe you're taking a picture in public and someone just walks right in front.
Yeah.
What?
I literally did that just 2 days ago, accidentally.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was trying to figure out, it was a Family Life Radio Fest. I was walking with somebody, and I was like, why did you go the long way? And they were like, Misty, they were taking a picture. And I went, oh, I had no idea.
And you plowed right through there.
Yep, I just plowed right through.
Well, this guy's on the street. He's trying to shoot some video stuff, and he confronts somebody, but, you know, they didn't even realize what he was doing. And that spurred a conversation. Listen to what they said.
Never attribute to malice what can be attributed to incompetence. It's far more likely that they're all in their own worlds, doing their own thing. They're not paying attention to the world around them. And we all do it every day, whether you're driving, walking down the street. All of our lives are just as complex as everybody else's. Everything you have going on, they have going on. Nobody knows what everybody else is going through. We also need to be a little more self-aware and aware of the world around us.
That was deep.
You gotta look deep to find the deep things. If all you ever do in your life is stay at the surface, you'll never find anything worth exploring.
Wow.
Right?
My goodness. There's a lot to be unpacked there. First of all, he's saying these people aren't being malicious. They just don't realize what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He said incompetence. I'll just say ignorance, because if you just don't know, you don't know. But what he also said is if you don't ever go deep, and you don't really are self-aware of what's going on. And I think this is really connected to God. Because if you don't check up and check in with him every day, or what I would say, walk by the Spirit, meaning you're really listening as you go throughout your day for input or a take from God on something, will you ever follow through? Will you even know that God's trying to get through to you?
Yeah, that's a really good thought.
I mean, we're so in our own world.
Exactly. Yeah. That we just don't see what's happening around us.
Right.
So I agree. You know, it's how are you facing the day? Is it about what is surrounding you at this moment?
Right.
Or are you looking for opportunities to just bless and offer grace like that?
Exactly. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but just curious if that's ever happened with you, and maybe you had an ability to start cluing into God. Did it change things for you? Hmm. Did you start, not necessarily that you were disobedient, but you're hearing his voice and you're starting to act on it? what's happened? What's changed? Is there a direction of life that's changed?
Mm-hmm.
Just curious, because, you know, God's got awesome plans. They said that they are above and beyond all we could ask, think, or imagine, but do you have even a clue that he has them for us? I don't know, something to think about. Give us a call, 888-888-9976. You can also text us at 58326.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
So what is bringing you joy? Call right now and let us know. 888-888-9976. Margaret's with us. Tell us what happened.
I was going through a lot. So I started praying for peace. And it didn't take overnight or anything like that. It took a lot of prayer. And one day, I know that God gave it to me. So now I have so much peace and I have joy in my heart.
So one day you said God... Explain what happened.
I just felt it. I just know that God gave it to me. And it's really hard to explain. I could just feel it. It took a lot of prayer, like I said. And I'm happy. My heart is happy.
So is it like one day you realized, I'm at peace?
Right.
Huh. Wow. Right.
That's awesome.
You know, the Bible says that he will keep your mind in perfect peace for those whose minds are stayed on him.
Mm. Right.
So it just reminds me, a lot of the stress and the things were... I got to be looking at God. We need to be in the Word. We need to be, you know, I think our peace would increase. Ooh, that rhymed. It's my new book coming out.
Okay.
Increase your peace.
Yeah.
I think doctors are annoyed when we come in with what we think is going on. In fact, I've heard that. Maybe you've done that before. That. Yeah, you know, you can go crazy on WebMD and, you know, next thing you know, you've taken yourself all the way to a bad diagnosis.
Been there, done that.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Well, Brenda is with us. Now, tell us what happened.
So, I was about 8 months pregnant with my daughter. One morning, I woke up and I had the worst chest pain ever. I swore I was having a heart attack, called the ambulance. They brought me in. Within 5 minutes, they checked everything, vitals fine. ER doctor comes in, just said it was gas.
Gas?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I'm so I mean, I'm actually pleased and sorry. You know, it's
right.
Good thing you were having a heart attack.
We had the whole family, everybody praying, everybody, oh my gosh. So when I actually had to call back my family and let them know what it actually was, that was just like...
God answered prayer.
Yes.
Yeah, he did answer prayer.
Yes.
Just need a toot.
Yes.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.